Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Well, we're in the home stretch in every sense of that term, are we not? Tuesday is it. Now, I'd like to sit here and tell you I never tell people how they should vote. I do tell you how I vote. I tell you who I support, who I don't support, why I would support them, why I wouldn't support them, why I might have questions. But this year and this election, I think I have said to you, man, I think you got to go out and vote for President Trump to be reelected, because I don't see it as just different sides of the same coin. There have been elections, I'll be perfectly honest with you, where I've looked at the candidates and thought, eh, you know what? One is heads, one is tails, but it's the same coin. It's still a quarter. And I know that sometimes our team jerseys look different. Well, it's a red jersey or a blue jersey. It's a Republican. I know. And then sometimes they sort of blend together and you go, yeah, it's just all, it's all these swamp dwellers. They're just in it to make sure that they can continue to wallow in the muck that is the swamp up in D.C. But this election is different. This is the singularly most important election of my lifetime, because I truly believe, no, let me rephrase that, I know this election will decide whether we continue to be the caretakers of, the temporary custodians of our beloved United States of America, or if we're just going to turn this all over and turn into the United Socialist States of America. And so that's why I am saying, not only am I going to vote for President Trump, I am urging everyone who's already decided they support the president, please, I beseech you, get out there and vote. You've got to vote. If you've already voted, fantastic. That's great. If you haven't and you're thinking, well, I keep hearing the news and I see these polls and the polls say that he can't win. Nonsense. You want a good example of that? Last week, there were about 400 cars that were part of the Trump train. It departed from Broad and Glenside, the Mission Barbecue parking lot. So many cars that, frankly, not everybody could be part of the Trump train last week. So Mike Dickinson, who put this whole thing together, has come back and said, you know what, Jeff, we're doing it all again this weekend. And so I said, okay, let me get Mike back on to talk about Trump Train 2. Mike, thank you for being here, my friend.
Always good to be on my favorite show on WRVA, your show.
Thank you, sir. Well, let's talk very quickly here about how successful the Trump train was last week, and then let's get the details for this coming Sunday.
Last week, it was absolutely crazy. I had no idea it was going to be the turnout that it was. I knew we were going to have a good turnout, but I had no idea it was going to be a grand slam, touchdown, mega event. I had no idea. And it ended up being WrestleMania, Super Bowl, everything combined into one. And I had I had no idea it was going to be that much. But I knew something was boiling because the last few weeks I've been on the streets talking to people, knocking on doors, and I know that there is overwhelming support for President Trump, but it's a lot of people have hidden it. A lot of people can't say it publicly because they don't want to be harassed. They don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you know what? That's happening, I think, everywhere. I think folks who are perhaps in the city have said, well, I can't say this out loud. God forbid anybody knows that. And you know what? Folks here in the suburbs as well, I know from friends and neighbors said, I'm not putting up a sign because I don't want to get into it with anybody else. But come hell or high water, I'm voting to reelect the president.
Exactly, and I think that's what we have going on across the whole country right now, because if you see these rallies and these Trump trains, everything going on, it's massive numbers. I mean, Trump rallies are, it's, you know, 8,000, 7,000, 9,000 people, and meanwhile, Joe Biden can't get 30 people to stand in a circle. And it's just crazy. I mean, there's so much support. It almost reminds me of like a WWE work when they're trying to say, this guy's great, this guy's great, and he's just not over with the crowd. Nobody likes him.
Well, I think we know the Trumpomania seems to be running wild. And
yes, it does.
we're going to be part of that this coming Sunday. So I know last week when I showed up, man, there was like no place to park. There was no place to turn around. So I guess you've got a bigger sort of staging area, right?
Yes. So we're going to start and be staging over at the Henrico County Courthouse at 4309 Parham Road.
Okay.
It's the courthouse right next to the jail, right next to the county services. It's a gigantic parking lot. It's Sunday. It'll be wide open. We can stage there. Okay. It won't be like it was last week where, I mean, we got broken up. There was a lot of – it was very because it was so big, it was very difficult because we didn't have the space to get in everybody.
Right, so, right.
But we're gonna all go eat at Mission Barbecue afterwards. So still,
well,
shout out
good.
To Mission Barbecue. Yes.
Oh, I love that. So for everybody who's looking for it now, this Trump Train 2 on Sunday is supposed to depart the Henrico County Courthouse at 2 in the afternoon. What time do you think people should get there, Mike, to to get ready and be part of this?
Start getting there around 12:30. It's
wow.
A good time. People come out with their flags. People come out and they socialize. It's all positive. The thing about it is it's all positive. People are there having fun, talking about America, celebrating America. There's no threats. Everyone's just there having a good time in full embrace of our great country and our great president. So if you've never been, I encourage you to go to one because it's a very American thing to do.
Well, you're right, Mike. This is the fun thing about it is – You're surrounded by people who are concerned about the same issues, even, and I have to say this, even if you don't necessarily agree on every issue, these are folks who are motivated by the love of America.
Yes, and that's exactly what's at stake. And as I told everybody last week, 20 years from now, I don't want to look back and say there's one more thing I could have done. There's one more event I could have had. There's one more part of enthusiasm I could have brought to the table. I want to know that in 2020, I put it all out there and I did everything I could to try to save this country. Because like you just said, this is not a question of the two candidates being almost alike, like it is typical in some years. There's two vastly different visions for America. There's an
right.
America that President Trump supports. That's the U.S. Constitution. That's the law and order that rewards hard work. And then there's the version of America that Joe Biden, or I would say Joe Biden's handler support, which
yep.
is no law and order. Everybody, we're going to make new, we're going to overturn and change the Constitution. We're just going to make things up as we go along from here on. And we're going to put AOC and Bernie Sanders in charge of stuff. And that just, it's terrible.
Well, you think about that, Mike. You've already got, we're starting to hear the rumblings from D.C. Bernie Sanders will be the Labor Secretary. Elizabeth Warren will be the Secretary of the Treasury. AOC, God only knows where she winds up. But you know that she'll be someplace where she's doing terrible, irreparable damage to this nation.
Exactly. And that's just what's at stake. And to me, it's 2020. This is the election of the most important election, probably in my lifetime too. That
yeah.
that we set a course, and I want to make sure the America that my nieces and nephews grow up in is the same America that I grew up in, right, where we treasured our history, we treasured our Constitution, and we treasured our opportunity to live and to make the most of it, where anyone and everyone has an opportunity to do what they can do without big government dictating everything. Because that's what Joe Biden and the Democrats want. They want they want big government in every part of our lives.
Yeah. No, they absolutely do. And, you know, one of the things that happens here is that you look at someone like President Trump, who says, I want everybody to have an opportunity. Now, that doesn't give you a guaranteed success. That means you can get out there. It's like being in a football game. You can get on the field. You can make the play, hopefully. And if you don't, well, you can quit, which is not the American way, or you can kind of regroup and try it again. It's all about giving people the opportunity.
Right, and that's what I've said to people. You know, America, an opportunity, and any opportunity, you have some people that do real well, you have some people that don't do well, but most people, the people that don't do well, quit or give up, but most people end up right in the middle. They end up doing okay. Yeah. But that's the America that I love, is that anybody can go out there with your own idea and your own hard work. And if you put into it, you can get out of it, and you can make something of yourself and your own ideas.
No question. Hey, Mike, before I cut you loose, I want to get a quick update here. I listened to Jason Camras the other day, the current school superintendent for the Richmond Public Schools. Now, I say current because these guys just seem to blow into town and blow out of town. Nobody seems to stick around. His latest was that nobody's going back to school in Richmond because, if I remember the quote correctly, folks in Richmond have experienced COVID differently than they have in the suburbs.
This guy, the superintendent Camras, I can't think of a worse city employee than Jason Camras. He said a quote in the paper the other day, I'm not very optimistic about schools reopening. I wanted to say back to him, well, I'm not very optimistic about you keeping your job. In 3 years, the graduation rate has gone down 10%. We're 23 points below the state average with graduation rate. Wow. Testing scores 50 points off the state average. He couldn't even get the laptops handled on time. Every time something comes up, he's got an excuse. Tell me something you can do, because you surely can't do your job. And you're busy out here writing political emails. And the kids are the losers in all this, because they're sitting at home. They're suffering. They're going to be so far behind. It's not even going to be worth talking about. I fear badly for what's going to happen to these kids that are in schools now, because they're not getting the tools they need, and they're not getting the education they're going to need.
No. All right, listen, Mike, you know that I agree with you at that completely. Look, those will be issues, among other things, we'll probably talk about this Sunday. Now, I fully intend to be there, so give everybody the details one more time, if you don't mind.
Trump Train 2, Sunday, 2 p.m., Henrico County Courthouse, 4309 East Parham Road. The Trump Train rolls out at 2. Get there around 11:30, 12, 12:30. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun, very American thing to do before Election Day.
Yeah, and then afterwards, everybody's going to circle up at Mission Barbecue, Broad and Glenside, and get a little something to eat, right?
Yes, we're going to eat some good barbecue afterwards.
That sounds great. Mike, I appreciate you being here. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at Trump Train 2. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.